Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ooh, I mean, a solid 57 degrees in here. Thank God I'm in a sweatshirt. It is quite the chill on this St. Patrick's Day on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. No Fesco all week.
All week?
All week, man. But you better be careful. You better be careful. He's got his spies listening in, Mac.
Oh, of course. They're lurking.
They are. We call Fesco Lord Varys around here. He's got the spiders in the walls.
Yep.
Game of Thrones reference. How you doing? Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Wasn't the most ideal weekend. Snow on Saturday.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Woke up Sunday. It's like, where am I?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is great. But it was a fantastic weekend. Happy hour on Friday. Max first time in Lee Summit, maybe his last.
No, it was great. I loved it, man. Good vibe.
Yeah.
The end there got a little murky, but it was good.
Yeah, it was probably the Moscow Mules you ordered.
That I slurped down.
Yeah, I mean, slammed them. As if like somebody was going to steal them from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody around you except me and my buddy Alex. That's it.
Yeah, I got a little murky after that, but it was good. It was fun. It was a fun time.
That's what happy hour will do to you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You eat something light, you're like, oh, I'm good to go.
I'm good, man.
And then that food is gone after like two rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always nice. It was a good weekend. I had fun. It was, Friday was kind of like the prelim to what's happening over the weekend. You had Selection Sunday, which was great. Not the same without Mr. Gumbel, RIP.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. That was sad.
Good. They did a good tribute to him. I thought that was great. Everybody had sappy eyes before they started the whole, release of everything. So, it is what it is.
It's one of those things you don't know until it's gone, right? You know how amazing Greg Gumbel is, and then he's actually not there, and you're like, wow, damn, he really added something here.
It's like that that pure nostalgia that's no longer there anymore because it's, unfortunately been taken away from us. But,
yep.
It is one of those unfortunate things that life always moves on, but you have to, get past that. And it was like right after the tribute, all right, let's go to the South region where Auburn is the number one seed overall. Do you love Selection Sunday?
Oh, it's great.
Because a lot of people, obviously, like Ben Maller will make fun of it and be like, oh, yeah, we're all experts after, they literally, not everybody's that way. Some people just like the thrill. Of course, I think the North Carolina thing kind of really took it all away. Like everybody's like, and then of course I tweeted out like, you really thought they were going to take North Carolina out? Like,
yeah.
So they get a play-in game. They get a chance. Other teams get robbed as well. But it was a fun weekend. St. Patrick's Day is today. So the question we will ask, and then we'll get into our take later on. So if you're up and you're around and you're able to text 913-586-7965. When did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a Saint? When was the St. Patrick's Day moment for you when it comes to Mahomes? I know that there are many people out there that, don't give a rip that St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday. They'll still go to the parade, call in sick, have the green flu on Monday and Tuesday. but not one that I normally partake in. It has to be like one of those perfect settings. It has to fall like on a Friday or a Saturday.
Same.
You know, today, obviously, I know there's a lot of people that eat the corned beef and cabbage and do all that sort of stuff. Then have Reuben sandwiches on Tuesday. Fire. Big Reuben guy. Huge yeah. Reuben guy.
Really? I mean, all right.
Love me a rye bread. Love me a sauerkraut and Russian dressing or a Thousand Island.
Pass,
oh, baby.
Pass.
No way?
No, I'm out.
51st annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown KC.
So you're doing that? Are you doing that tonight? Are you not eating that tonight?
No.
No.
I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't want to cook it.
You're not
going
to seek it out and crook it, yeah.
No, I'm going to get a Reuben at Arby's, which sounds sketch.
We have the meats.
Yeah. But they actually do have a good Reuben. Good French dip.
Great French dip.
Underrated.
Arby's underrated in general. Great fries.
Yeah. Number two on the fry chain.
Who's number one?
Ronald's.
Yeah. That's good. That's fair.
Right? Like fry chain, quarterback chain?
Yeah.
McDonald's is Mahomes. Curly fry is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Really good.
Crinkle cut is Culver's, which is Lamar Jackson.
That's kind of, yeah.
We're 5 minutes in, food quarterback comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at already. Fries, quarterbacks. Who are these guys and what are they talking about? But no, it's a fun weekend. 913-586-7965. Wacky sort of weekend though with the weather wise, but Friday was nice. Saturday good selection. Sunday on Sunday as well as good games.
Great games. Yeah.
Everybody gets to pick who they think is going to make a deep run in the tournament, which obviously we'll dive into the bracketology stuff.
Yeah, we'll get further
a little bit later. But
that.
Overnight, Cincinnati.
Huge news, man. Yeah, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins both locked up.
That's
two
right.
4-year deals. Both 4-year deals, I should say.
Jamar Chase now said, I don't want to be the highest paid wide receiver, but did you see what Myles Garrett got? I want more than that.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, I believe is the accurate stat there.
161 over 4 years for Jamar, 115 over 4 for T. Higgins. So right there, $285, $86 million.
And then Burrow's contract.
And then Burrow's contract.
So they are now at a point where they have to draft and develop.
Draft really well. Yep. Yep. Every year.
Because I would assume that Hendrickson's probably not coming back with the money that they've just spent on those three players locked up. They trust their offense moving forward.
You better.
I mean.
Shoot. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in, you know, that are Cincinnati fans like Drew as well. He'll be talking about it. I know Gold will probably make fun of it, which is fine. But I mean, you know, when you're Jamar Chase and you do exactly what you're supposed to do and you go into the contract negotiations, you go in there with an attitude of,
who's the man of the day? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
No doubt about it. Jamar Chase gets absolutely paid, dude. Shout out to Robinson
there.
Well,
that's the thing. It's like, oh, they didn't have defense. They lost all these. Well, the only reason they were in a lot of these games is the flip side is because of Jamar Chase and how good he is and what he can do and how polarizing he is to a defense. Double him doesn't matter. I mean, he's still going to do it. Short, long game. He's great.
The other thing that's surprising is they locked up T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Stud receiver,
yeah,
top
really
20
good.
Receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So now you have receiver, wide receiver two.
Yep.
And wide receiver 18, quarterback 3.
Yep.
So you're telling your offense, we're good here. We've got to figure out how we can stop people on defense because we're not bringing back the guy that's had 17 and a half sacks back-to-back years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they find some sort of, you know, feeling that he can be, you know, they can get this thing figured out on defense. Because right now, I mean, look, it's kind of the way the Chiefs did it. That one great draft that Brett Veach had. I say great. He's had good drafts, but that one was great.
That
when
was
he got
historic.
Karloftis and McDuffie and Chennault and Cook and all those guys in that draft. And McDuffie ends up being possibly your future at corner. Chennault's great for what he does.
Fantastic.
Right? Hustle,
versatile.
You know. And then, you know, that defense was good enough to go get you back-to-back. You didn't bring in Tyreek Hill. Now, again, I don't know where you want to put the two in their two best years, but Jamar Chase did something Tyreek Hill never did, and that was lead the league in every single statistical category that matters. Touchdown, catches, yards.
Only 24.
Right. Very young.
Very young.
Very good. And
still get better.
You know, I had the take, you know, if he wants that much money, do you give it to him or do you go try to get other pieces around him and trust Joe Burrow? Well, they said two middle fingers to Dusty Likens, which is not an unpopular thing that happens these days. But they said, we're going to keep this guy because we want to keep our team morale there, which our team morale is built around number 9. Keep him happy. Yeah. Keep him satisfied.
This
team can figure it out. Now, you have to think, next year when you're betting Cincinnati, you're taking the over every single game. right? Because they're just going to go out there, and I think what they're saying to everybody is that we'll figure it out enough on defense to where we can continue with this offense and try to be a threat towards Baltimore, Kansas City,
Buffalo,
Houston, you know, those type teams. Of teams, Pittsburgh, and try to keep up with the offensive of form that is the NFL. But again, a lot of questions on the defensive side for Cincinnati, but those questions don't need to be asked yet. I guess they could be. We'll see where they go in the draft. They pick mid because they grinded it out all season. So it would have been different, right, if they were terrible picking in the top seven and could go get a legit defensive player. And maybe they still do because of all the running back power that's in this draft. You know, a few are going to go in the first round, which a lot of people say, do not draft running backs in the first round. There's 15 to 20 running backs can be taken. Obviously, three teams are taking quarterbacks. Yep. That takes out three teams in the draft. Now you're picking like top 10, right? If you're, what do they have, like the 16th pick? Or
the
17th pick. So you take away three quarterbacks, right? That's 14. Take away maybe two wide receivers. Now you're top 12, and no defensive players are there. So they trust what they're going to do in the draft. I don't know what Cincinnati's going to do. I don't trust Cincinnati to be that team to kind of figure it out because they haven't done it in the past. But for a team that has been very cheap in the past, they were very, very expensive and rich over this weekend.
Yeah, they were. And to me, my whole take this whole time has been sign Jamar, trade T. Higgins. And it seems we're so late in the process now that that doesn't seem plausible. It seems like they are going to stick with these two. But I would like this a lot if they said, okay, let's lock these both up. Now they can trade T. Higgins, get some draft capital, maybe get a young defensive player. But yeah, gain assets. Because you're right. Even if it's just Jamar or Jamar NT, what you're saying about drafting and developing, that has to be the plan now. If you are this money committed between, forget three players, let's forget T. Higgins for a second. If you're this money committed to Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow on offense, you're doing that already on defense. That is every draft, every April, this is what we're doing. We're getting three or four defensive players, and maybe with whatever money you have left, you see if you can find a good deal at linebacker, an edge rusher, something in free agency this offseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We asked a question at the top of the show. It is St. Patrick's Day, so happy to all of you that are celebrating today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. The question we have for you is, when did you know Patrick Mahomes was a Saint? What moment were you sitting there and going, all right, you know, the Leonardo gif where he's like pointing the TV from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right? Pointing, like when you did that, when you're like, that guy, that's St. Patrick. When was that day for you? A lot of people coming in with the QB comps to fries. Somebody says that waffle fries from Chick-fil-A or Joe Burrow. Still good, just not the best.
Yeah, that's good.
They hold their own.
Oh, absolutely. Right? They're fantastic.
No doubt about
it. But that sauce makes it better. Chase that sauce.
Yeah. I just get the honey mustard every time.
Really?
Yeah, it's good honey mustard. Not a bit, it's the creaminess of the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Give me the cream, baby.
Ew. Coming up. College basketball has that it factor. We'll tell you who that is. And plus, there were Chiefs moves that have Jay Binkley going, I don't know what this team's doing. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Makes me want to spark up a dart. Pour a little Irish whiskey out.
Let's get it going.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The sweet sounds of the Dropkick Murphys there. This is a concert you got to go to at some point in your life.
Yeah, this would be hype.
Oh, I mean, you thought you blacked out on Friday. You'd be drinking Irish mules, man. Instead of that Viacca, they'd be giving you that J. Masson.
I need more than a grilled chicken Caesar before that night.
You only eat like half of it.
Yeah, that was probably also part of my my downfall.
To be 26 again. I'm really not that hungry, but I need something. Six pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get going.
Six pieces of lettuce, six beers later, and two Moscow mules. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, bro, but
I'll tell you. It is St. Patrick's Day, so happy to all of you out there. I never got over the whole, like, if you didn't wear green, you got pinched.
Oh, yeah, you don't like getting pinched?
Who does? You ever met somebody that's like, you know, it's all right with me pinching?
Pinch me, man.
What's the Theo Von bit? He's like, you got to really hate somebody to get behind him and grab a little piece of skin on him. Like, it's like, oh, you're not wearing green. Like, don't do it again,
like,
please.
Stop.
Yeah. I'll turn into a damn leprechaun. You ever see any of those movies, the leprechaun movies?
No.
There's one, it's called, like, Lep in the Hood. He raps. I'm pretty sure Jennifer Aniston's in it. She's like 22. Yeah, I mean, young Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Before Rachel. I think
wow.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's called like Lep in the Hood, probably 1991.
Lep in the Hood.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
Look it up.
Where's me gold? It's like a little little dude going all crazy on people, like killing people looking for his gold. Typical leprechaun, I guess. I mean, I guess.
Aspiring rappers accidentally unleash a murderous leprechaun while seeking revenge on a record producer.
On God. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 2000. There you go.
I think the rapper's in it's like Run DMC. It's something crazy like that.
Nuts.
Came out in 2000.
Came out in 2000.
I think the first Leprechaun came out in like 93.
Oh, gotcha. So this is.
Oh, yeah. It's like the third one. There's like Leprechaun 1, Leprechaun 2, Lep in the Hood. Then there's like Leprechaun 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking at Leprechaun 5 in the Hood. My fault.
Yeah, there's a remake of the. Okay, didn't know that. He goes back to it. That's right. 913-586-7965. When did you know Patrick Mahomes was a Saint? A lot of responses coming in. I've got them written down. Somebody took Max. No one's taken mine yet. I guess I'm just a late bloomer to when I knew he was a Saint.
No one's taken yours. Wow.
No, but somebody's taken yours. Others are the same. But it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy to all of you that celebrate. When did you know Patrick Mahomes was, in fact, a Saint? 913-586-7965. So Sunday... On Selection Sunday for me, Mac, is to me one of the best Sundays overall. Right, we'll get into overreaction Monday here in about 8 minutes. But college basketball for March Madness had a scare this past week with Cooper Flagg going down. Right,
yeah,
like
huge.
We all were like, oh no, this is Zion all over again. He's the reason why. Just coincidental. It's the same school. But Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I don't believe he's coming back. I know the hype dream of one more year, you're a stud. It's a bad business decision.
Yeah, it just makes no sense financially.
Because the way the draft works is obviously they've changed the way rookie contracts are, but you get more, obviously, the higher you go up in the draft. He's going to go number one overall. Now, with the availability of NIL, if he's like, man, I don't really want to go to Charlotte and I really don't want to go to Portland – could be the two teams that pick first. I don't know. I think him and LaMelo would be great.
I think it'd be fun.
But again, he could also make the decision.
And Charlotte, you know, close to his school. I mean, he would be the hometown kid. He would
it's
be
over.
Yes.
Right.
He'd be the star.
But he could wait if he wanted to with the circumstances that do arise in college sports today. But he is the player. Like, they're a number one seed. They're playing in the East as the number one overall seed in the East. It's Duke. He's that guy. They left him out of the ACC championship games and all that sort of stuff.
Still won
it. I mean, that just shows you how loaded their freshman class is.
So good, man.
And now all eyes will be on him. Can he carry that torch? I believe he can.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched them play Wake Forest, I think it was in the last regular season game of the college
of the
basketball
season.
I don't know maybe it was North Carolina they played last, but either way, they played Wake Forest. He showed some of those characteristics, right? They blew them out, like almost by 30. And he was out there until like the final 5 minutes of the game, ooping people, dunking, flexing, showing that sort of anger that you get from the Duke player in the past. Like, oh, this guy's annoying. But he is the it factor for this tournament. He has to be playing. He has to be dominant for college basketball to have other stories. Because out of the number one seeds, which are Houston, Auburn, Duke, and Florida.
Florida, yep.
Right? Like, Florida's dangerous.
So good.
Right? But
got the best of my Vols, that's for sure.
Right. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, college basketball and this tournament, like, I thought Bob made a really good point about college basketball. Like, there's college basketball and then there's tournament college basketball, right?
Yeah.
Which is obvious. It's not, like, a tough one to figure out. But, like, you'll probably watch the play-in games. You're probably going to fill out a bracket, whether you know what the hell you're doing or not. But a lot of it is going to be, I'm going to watch these number one seeds. I'm going to see what Cooper Flagg's doing. I'm going to see what these teams do. Because, like you had mentioned, a lot of these guys play for the name on the front of their jersey, not the back of the jersey.
Yeah. No, that's what I love about college basketball. Like, Cooper Flagg, he's coming back for March Madness. He is the number one overall pick. He does not have to play a lick of these next 2 or 3 weeks, and he would be the number one overall pick. $12 million guaranteed coming his way. Instead, he's like, you know what? I just sprained my ankle. I'm coming back in 5 days. I'm playing for my team. I want to win a national championship. He could get injured. Like, there is a chance he could get seriously hurt and he would not be the number one overall pick. He is risking money. Something that we don't see in football anymore, but for whatever reason has stuck true here in basketball. Even with NIL, we've got these guys giving their all in this tournament. And I love it. It's fantastic. It's what the sport needs. And I'll add on, for college basketball, they need Cooper Flagg. for the NBA, Dusty. How often have we talked about the NBA needs stars? Mm. I need to know who these guys are. Well, the first introduction to the stars, to Steph Curry, to a Kevin Durant, is NCAA March Madness. That's where they get their face, their names in front of all of America. Cooper Flagg, his journey to stardom, his journey to being the new face of the NBA, it starts next weekend. It starts this upcoming weekend, this Thursday and Friday. And he needs to be there.
What do we say the stat is? He could be the first overall yeah. white guy from the United States, go number one overall since Bill Walton in 1974.
Yep. First American-born Caucasian, first overall since Bill Walton.
Since Bill Walton in 1974 out yep. of UCLA. That's insane.
It's insane.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how people intake their March Madness. I know some people, we have Missouri at 6:30 on Thursday, and we have Kansas at 6:10
yep.
on Thursday. Kansas will be on CBS at 6:10. Mm-hmm. Missouri 6:35-ish on True TV.
It's True TV, yeah.
So not only that, Kansas and Missouri in the same bracket, right, would have to take a miracle. Would have to be a Sweet 16 showdown, right? Missouri's got to beat, who do they have?
Missouri's
got Drake. Who's good.
Yeah, good 30-3 on the season.
Again, this is where we get lost in the madness, right? Because you look at Drake's schedule, 30-3, but like, who all do they play?
Who do they play?
Right? Yeah. They're the most dominating team in their conference, I believe. I couldn't tell you three teams that play in Drake's conference, but shame on me.
Never heard of him.
Right? But like, Missouri SEC team. Right, Missouri plays a lot of tough competition throughout the season. Beat Florida, by the way, early on in the season.
Yeah,
beat Kansas as the number one overall team early on in the season. Beat Alabama.
Yeah,
right.
Some serious wins. Almost beat Tennessee.
Now finished their season. You know, I think 1-4. Lost to Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Won their first game in the tournament and then lost to Florida. Which I mean, Florida. How you doing?
Number one, best team in the league in the NCAA right now.
They're so big, they're so fast, they're huge.
They're hot. They make everything. They're deep.
And what's crazy is Florida's best game, the toughest game they played in the tournament was against Mizzou, and Mizzou was out without their big player in the center. Yeah. So again, like it's crazy. Kansas will play John Calipari in Arkansas because of course March always
classic.
Does this right. And if Bill Self wants to play Missouri. He's got to get through the two Italian mobsters. He's got to get through Calipari, and then he's got to beat Patino at St. John's.
What's going on?
So Kansas, tough road to get to Missouri. Missouri, meh, to get to Kansas. Yeah. They got to beat, obviously, Drake. Then they would have to beat probably Texas Tech. Texas Tech, a good team in the Big 12. Solid team in the Big 12. That would be your second round games. That would be played Saturday. But please, for the love of every god that is inside the March Madness tournament, can we somehow get the rematch and get the Sweet 16
yes.
battle.
Oh,
probably not
please.
Going to happen. Probably not going to happen. But one can dream.
That'd
right?
be fantastic.
Give me that one shiny moment. Yes. Tigers, Jayhawks, Saturday at like 3. Everybody loses their mind. The bars are divided in half. One side of the state is yellow and gold or gold and black. The other side is crimson and blue. And everybody's going at it again. We have that
please.
Rivalry that sparks back up.
Yes.
These are the types of things that can make March Madness be a spring chicken, no pun intended. But, like, you have Cooper Flagg, star out of Duke, right? You have Florida, who blew everybody away with how they played in the SEC tournament. Because what did Billis tell us early in the season? Whoever wins the SEC tournament is the most impressive team in the entire land. Well, Florida just did that. Yep. They beat a fighting dog team, that is the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yep.
Right? They beat Mizzou, who's a good team in the SEC, had a really good bounce back year.
14 SEC teams in the tournament.
14. Out of the 16 possible.
Insane.
I don't know what's worse, being another division or being the two that
being
got left
two.
Out.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough sledding. But yeah, you get KU versus Drake on Thursday at 6:35. Mizzou versus Drake, 6:35 or 6:30-ish
yep.
on True TV on Thursday. Kansas at 6:10 on CBS against Arkansas.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there.
It's going to be awesome.
Thursday night's loaded.
It's going to be so good.
Order your pizza now.
Yep.
Automatically already tip the driver.
100%.
Have that thing ready to go at 6:00 with your wings, with your pizza, and just put on college basketball because locally Thursday is electric. We don't have to wait till Friday. We don't get the spoil. We get the all day event, and then we get to go right into KU and Missouri locally. That's great. Can't wait for those games to start.
Yeah, like you said, dude, it's storyline after storyline. I mean, we talked about North Carolina getting in with the play-in, and personally, if I'm a North Carolina fan, I don't even want to watch my basketball team anymore. This is part of the problem with the tournament.
Yeah.
We kind of give too many participation trophies. Some of these teams don't need to be in.
But we're going to expand.
We're going to expand. Hey, more teams.
And, yeah.
And I heard, I can't remember, maybe it was Lenardi. One of the bracketology guys was like, I don't know if we have more tournament teams. Actually, we have tournament-level teams. That, like, to add 4 or 6 more. I don't think they're actually there. I think you're just going to be adding like an Ohio State.
Yeah.
And it's like Ohio State, they lost like 15 conference games.
Well, it's kind of the same story of like if you were to expand the NFL. Yeah. I don't know if we have 4 more quarterbacks, 2 more quarterbacks.
Yeah. Let alone 32.
Got 12.
Yep.
12, you know, 5 solid quarterbacks, and then the other 7 are good.
Yep.
After that, it's like you'd have guys like, no offense to Gardner Minshew, but he'd be a starting quarterback for a team. You'd have guys like Aiden O'Connell, who obviously they were starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But like laughable at the Raiders, you'd be laughing at like the Vegas, you know, the Vegas Kings or whoever they would be.
Yes.
And be like, well, I guess they would have the Raiders already in Vegas. But you do what I'm
Sacramento,
saying.
Sacramento, whatever it is.
Whoever yeah. it is, you'd be like, oh, this is their team. This is their this is their the quarterback.
Like, yeah,
talent is diluted. I don't need more teams in madness. 913-586-7965. St. Patrick's Day here on Fesco and Dusty today. And through the rest of the week, it is Dusty and Mac. Fesco is on spring break. No kids for these two guys, so we are here for you. When did you know that St. Patrick existed? I mean, Patrick Mahomes. When did he become that saint for you? All of your responses. I'm writing them down. Got a few of them so far. Some of them are repeaters.
Yep.
But yeah,
a couple interesting ones too. A couple ones that I didn't expect that we'll get to. So it's good.
There you go. From the text line, you have 5 kids on Drake from Kansas City area. Their best player, Sturts, is the Liberty High's head coach's son. Missouri also has 2 Kansas City kids who start. Show some love for the hometown kids. I'm sorry.
Woo!
Showing love.
Showing love.
Yeah, I knew the 2 from Missouri, Bates and Mitchell.
Of course.
Come on. Sorry that I don't deep dive down into Drake.
That's my cool, bad. Though. When I watch the game, I will think about that. That's awesome.
God's plan. It is 6:30 on a Monday, so we get to our overreaction. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. My overreaction Monday comes from, no surprise, comes from the golf world. Here we go.
Who would have thought?
Right? Sign me up for this. Oh, God, he's talking about golf. Off to the music side of the station. But hear me out. My overreaction today is Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
And this is why. We call the Players Championship the 5th major, right? The purse size is huge. The talent that signs up for it because of the money that's involved in it. It's a gigantic tournament for these guys. It is essentially the big tournament before the Masters starts in like 23 days, right? We're almost there. Opening day, Masters, ooh, March Madness. That's what I tell you, man. Good weather. This time of year really gets my plums loaded, right? I'm not going to lie to you. You can feel it all the way down to my plums. But Rory McIlroy is my overreaction. And the reason why is Rory for the last 10, 12 years is, can you win a major? Can you get it done? And he's got a lot of scrutiny, right? Brooks Koepka has passed him on the major total. Him and Brooks, clearly Brooks is at bro. I don't care about any tournament except majors. And then when the majors happen, he shows up. That's why the funny meme with him on Valentine's Day, he gets his girlfriend nothing because it's not a major holiday. But Christmas, Easter, those holidays, the dude shows up. Rory McIlroy is in a playoff today at 8 o'clock. So less than an hour and a half. Yes, Golf Channel is on. Goes up against J.J. Spawn. No one's ever heard of him. And
heard of him.
Rory this entire week got a ton of backlash. Took the guy's phone, who was a golfer at Texas.
D-move.
Right? Said he wasn't from the generation of YouTube. He's 35. Yeah, you're damn well chill. From that generation, dude. Wants to talk about actual golf. Has to protect the brand of TGL golf as well. So he can't, you know, throw that in the water. But, you know, obviously goes out against Fat Perez and Bob Does Sports and all those guys. He's like, I don't really watch YouTube. I'd rather watch Saturday and Sunday golf than watch YouTube golf. And then he goes out there this weekend and goes into Sunday with the lead. But again, in classic Rory fashion, that lead dissipates. And now he's tied for the lead playing a 3-hole playoff. The greatest playoff situation there is in golf. They play 16, 17, 18. Yes, that 17th hole. Rory today, obviously time got pushed back because of weather delays. But he can't win the real majors, but he can win the 5th and undocumented major.
Yes.
This is great to see because if Rory does win this tournament today, I have firm belief that he will be the favorite to win the Masters. That pressure comes back. Mm. What's the one major Rory hasn't won? The green jacket. What does that mean? Rory completes the career Grand Slam. Not many have done that. There's a lot of pressure right on Rory every Masters. He wins the fake 5th major, and all of a sudden his name gets brought up again. Can he do it? Can he do it?
Yeah.
Now you've got to go win one of these 4. One of them being the most important one, which is the Masters, which is less than 30 days away, coming off of what will happen today's playoff against J.J. Spawn and Rory McIlroy.
Never heard of him.
We'll see what happens. Three-hole playoff starts at 8 o'clock today, 9 o'clock Eastern time.
You got me going, okay? You sold me. I'm in.
Sometimes it works that way.
I'm in, baby. So, I mean, how much does this, you're talking about all time, Grant, if he wins this, wins the Masters, let's say, in the next month.
Yeah.
What does that catapult him for all time?
So Scotty's there, right? Scotty's he's like the Mahomes stat. Like, it just starts off even, then it just does that skyrocket no matter how you look at the graph. And, you know, there's those guys like Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. Yep. Those guys have gotten a lot of pub because they've won majors. Rory hasn't won a major. Yeah. He's had top five finishes. He's had top two finishes. The U.S. Open last year where he missed the two putts and left the course early, and Bryson DeChambeau ends up winning. Ooh. He was right there.
Yeah.
Couldn't finish it. Had two times where he had to just make a 3-foot putt, where I think the stat is he made those like 330 times in a row on the tour, missed two in the biggest Open of his career and didn't get that title. So if he wins the Masters, he would have a career Grand Slam. Unheard of for most guys. That means you've won, obviously, every single major. He would finally win the Masters. Like Scotty, it would catapult him.
Yes.
And he'd be a top three, maybe top five golfer of all time.
Wow.
He'd be up there with Tiger, Jack, Arnie,
wow,
Snead, Rory. You'd have to put him in there from where he started, where he's going. Plus, he's only 30. He's
only 35.
So he could still win a couple more. And maybe this is the, you know, the snowball effect. Can he get back into that clutch winning pattern that he was in when he was younger?
Yeah, what's prime in golf? I mean, when is that over? 45? I mean, when does that end?
About 40. 45 is a good number.
45?
Yeah.
And then
I mean, you see guys like Lucas,
different.
And you see the random like Lucas Glover this weekend, who 10 under, played out of his mind. You won't hear from him the rest of the season.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. That was his moment. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. That's good. Okay, 8 o'clock, three whole playoff. I'm in. Okay, for me,
Channel 65.
Bet. I'll get it on in here. I'm going to the gridiron. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron Rodgers would be pretty good in Minnesota. And I don't know if that's an overreaction.
Speaking of career Grand Slam.
Exactly. Yeah.
Career full circle.
Yes, here we
are. Favre Rodgers.
The Farfecta.
Does he wear four?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, do it. Just do it, man. Come on. Exactly. We're all going to make fun of you already. Just do it. But I think he'd be good in Minnesota. I actually think this would be the best case scenario for the Vikings.
Him going to Minnesota,
which I hate saying because we don't like this guy.
Him going to Minnesota, to me, feels a lot like Brady going to Tampa. It's the best option.
It's loaded.
They have the best offensive weapons for him. He doesn't have to be great. He's got Justin Jefferson. He's got Jordan Addison, right?
Yep.
1-2, right there. He's got TJ Hawkinson over the middle. We know Aaron Rodgers loves his tight ends. and not only that, but their defense is good enough.
Yep. Oh, Tampa's yeah. Their defense is really good.
Good front. Would they have like the most pressures of any team last year?
Yeah, they blitz more than anyone. Yeah, Brian Flores.
Night.
Yep.
Right? Flores is a blitzer. That's what he does.
Comes after you.
What did Tampa Bay do? They led with their defensive front. They let Tom Brady throw to his targets and Godwin and Evans. And then they went and signed Antonio Brown randomly.
Good coach in Bruce Arians. Great coach in KOC. I mean, the only difference between that analogy would be, luckily for Brady, he went to the NFC South. For Rodgers, he'd be going into the gauntlet of the NFC North. So it's a little bit different there. But
he plays indoors.
Yep, exactly. In a dome.
Gets to go to Green Bay one more time.
Which would be awesome.
It's the story we're all wanting.
Yeah, we want this.
Just do it for us, Aaron.
Like him or JJ. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
And again, like, who's to say JJ McCarthy's ready to go? Because Schefter's out there been reporting for a week saying that they believe in JJ McCarthy. They believe he's the guy.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
So Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota.
Exactly. And that to me, also, if I'm a Minnesota fan, I'm like, okay, a little worried about JJ if we do that. That back of my head, I'm like, okay, that means we're definitely not confident in what's going on with McCarthy and his progression and if he's ready. But to me, Rodgers with Justin Jefferson, with Addison, with that whole arsenal and plus a good offensive line, because that's number one for him.
No doubt.
He needs that.
Overreaction on a Monday here on Fesco and Dusty. Don't forget, March Madness, that's coming up. But Basketball Madness comes to KC for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship March 20th through the 25th. That's in like 3 days. And it's at Municipal Auditorium. 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action and affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAhoops.com. We asked this question on the other side, or in the front side and the back side. St. Patrick's Day is today. No secret. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. When did you know that Patrick Mahomes was, in fact, a saint? St. Patrick's Day for Mahomes, or for the leprechaun. But when did you know that St. Patrick's Mahomes was a saint? 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Top of the morning to you, laddies. That's a text. I didn't just come up with it on my own. Shout out to the 316. I wonder how many people still go ham on the St. Patrick's Day parade. On a Monday, kind of has that meh feeling.
I think you said it before the show up in Boston. They'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
The Green River in Chicago. The Irish psychos in Boston that get nuts every St. Patrick's Day. Obviously playing the Dropkick Murphys. A cult following. I know a lot of my buddies have seen them live. I'd go see them live.
That'd be a hoot.
I'd get absolutely inebriated.
Yes.
Wear a kilt. Nobody needs to see that.
You'd be out of place if you were not inebriated at one of these concerts.
Yeah, I think it kind of comes hand in hand.
Yeah, you better.
It's like, what is the Family Guy joke? He buys a fifth of Jack, they give him a gun. So that's Texas law, man. You go to a Dropkick Murphys concert, you get like a Sons of Aaron pint.
Yes, here's some Jameson.
Here's a pint of Jameson. Here's a pack of Parliament Lights, and enjoy the show. Everybody's out there just J-moed out, man. God. You ever done the Irish car bomb drink? I know that's like derogatory these days. I found that out the hard way.
I have, yes.
But that's what they call it. I didn't make it up. But the Irish drink that you drop you drop Jameson into a beer, is it Jameson and Guinness?
Yeah, I think,
and then
yes.
You slam?
Slam it. I think that's it.
Or is it Jameson and something, and then it's Jameson and Bailey's, right? Into Guinness, and then it like, you have to drink it faster, like curdles up. You Irish rookies. My last name is Likens, you would think. Scottish, not Irish. So it's something like that. It's like Guinness, Jameson, and I believe Bailey's. I think it's like a half Jameson, half Bailey's dropped into a cup of Guinness and you chug it. It tastes like Dr. Pepper / chocolate milk.
Yeah, shot of Irish cream and Irish whiskey into a stout.
Nailed it.
There it is.
But it is St. Patrick's Day, so we asked the question, when did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a saint? And, of course, from the 785, if Patrick Mahomes is a saint, then someone needs to fire Brett Veach. Not the answer we were looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Dropkick Murphys apparently is coming this summer.
Hey, there we go.
So if you want to get kilted out, you know, with some listeners and your boy, just lay off the Moscow mules. You can drink an Irish mule.
Yeah.
But 913-586-7965. Mac, why don't you start the table off and let people know where you were like, that guy's different. St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick, right there. That guy's the St. Mahomes.
He is him. He is the baby goat. That would be the Baltimore Ravens regular season game, 4th and 9, when they were down, and he rolls out to his right, and he finds across his body in the middle of the field for a 30 or whatever yard dime to Tyreek Hill, who gimps his way to the sideline. That would be my moment of, like, as a Chiefs fan, that game's over. And really, as an NFL fan, like, this is done. 4th and 9, we're down. Mm-hmm. We've been down the whole game. This is a great defense. He's been running for his life. One last chance. And Baltimore dials up the pressure. It doesn't matter. And that's the thing with Mahomes. Everything was right for Baltimore on that play. Tyreek Hill had two defenders at least right around him in the vicinity. Doesn't matter. Perfect ball. Perfect rollout. That was my play.
If I'm correct here, and I don't know if I am, is that the same game he did the no-look to Spencer Ware?
It was.
Okay. What a game.
Great game.
Because we were at that game, myself and Steven Serta sitting in the press box.
That's awesome.
Covering it.
What a game.
And I just remember, like, when that play happened, he's like, I'm pretty sure he didn't look at Spencer Ware there. And I'm like, what do you mean? How can you tell that? He goes, look above you. And they show the replay, and you can literally see him looking the other way, and Ware's going towards the sideline, I believe, or maybe it's the other way, and he just throws it without looking. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, he no-looked it. He 4th and 9 it. That's where they originated the effort. Tyreek's down there somewhere.
100%.
Right? Because that was the 50 and 5,000 season that ended with disappointment, right? In the AFC Championship game?
Or yeah, that was his rookie. Yeah.
Right.
His first year starting, I should say.
So 913-586-7965. When did you know that Mahomes was a saint? For me, and maybe I'm late to the party on this, and maybe that's okay, but for me it was Wasp. Now, I know that he had had the run prior to that against Tennessee, which I'm surprised nobody said this.
Yeah,
no one brought the run because maybe that was too late. Because a lot of people, 4th and 9,
yep,
first year.
Yeah, I had already kind of succumbed to that fact.
Wasp, full calendar year since 4th and 9 had happened. And to me, it was just because obviously the Texans game happened. And I was, okay, that's epic. Like, we may never see something like that again. Hold my beer. Tennessee happens. The run, the Sammy Watkins play over the top that sealed it. And then he just kind of had the arms up like, this is it. We're going to the Super Bowl. And then, to me, Wasp was the play. Considering how that play had to be developed, and Tyreek Hill and Fisher should get a lot more credit for that play than they don't. Maybe they do get enough. But obviously, Tyreek Hill has to have the speed, has to get to that spot.
Yep.
Mahomes has to avert disaster because that is a blitzing front from San Francisco, right? They were just after him all day in that game.
Yeah, he got popped.
He somehow gets away, throws it, gets drilled, 4th and 9 catch. The rest is history. At that point in my life, I was like, this guy can do whatever he wants. He can come from behind by 20+. He can come from behind down 10 twice, and he can do it in the Super Bowl. Right? Like, a lot of people will say, yeah, prove it in the big game. Like Burrow, been riding on that success train for a while. He beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, went to a Super Bowl and lost, but he still did what nobody else has done that's been considered an elite quarterback. Allen, Lamar, Herbert, those guys, Stroud, can't get him in the playoffs. Burrow did. Hurts has. Brady has, right? That's it. That's it for everybody in Mahomes' career. But when he did Wasp, that very moment, that was to sit back and be like, that dude, nobody's there. For me personally. And maybe that's a little too late.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, it was the biggest stage. And it's like, that's because none of what, if Wasp doesn't happen and they don't win that Super Bowl, a lot of, you know, the run and the 4th and 9, that stuff kind of goes away, right? It doesn't have kinda the, like the same shine. Exactly. Kind of goes away. Like, it's still awesome. I saw a text from the 660. That's their big moment, 13 seconds versus Bills. That's even later.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, that loses that luster if you don't have that Wasp moment. And yeah, I mean, who else can do that?
Not a whole lot of people have.
Nope.
Let alone can.
Exactly.
Like, Flacco got lucky with a deep heave against Denver one time.
Yep.
And Baltimore kind of used that to write. And that was one throw in Flacco's career that you're like, that's it. Mahomes, we're sitting here having a discussion on which one is it. And there's multiple.
He's turning 30 this year.
Right.
Or just turned 30.
Somebody says from the text line from 816, the left-handed throw against Denver.
Great one.
Mitch's call, Batman's left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those. They made a Christmas ornament out of it.
Yep.
That's how you know it's special. Hallmark's like, you know what? St. Patrick. Hallmark.
Yeah.
Religious store. Left-handed throw ornament. Everybody's tree.
And that play, I mean, you got a Hall of Famer on your back, literally tackling you. Complete pass.
Yeah, there's another one. Somebody against 4th and 9 against Baltimore, we knew he was different.
100%.
So, I mean, a lot of people were chiming in saying the San Francisco opening home game with the play.
Roll around to Conley in the corner of the end zone.
I was there for that one, too. That's one where the whole press box went, whoa. And you're not supposed to say anything.
Yeah, you're not supposed to react.
Right. 913-586-7965. When was the moment you knew that St. Patrick Mahomes was a saint? Somebody says from 913, when I saw stores selling saint candles of him. Yeah. LOL. After his 55,000 season.
Okay, this is taking a turn that I didn't expect.
Right.
816 says 6 touchdowns on the road at Pittsburgh. I think that was week 2 or week 3 of his first year starting.
Yeah.
6 touchdowns.
Against Pittsburgh. They were up, and that terrible defense let him all the way back down. That's the only reason why he threw 6. I guess the no-look was to Robinson.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Where it was like on the sideline through like a defender. It was like a perfectly thrown window pass. So he threw that one, the DeMarcus one, and the 4th and 9. One game. 3-leg parlay right there. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Height done. Somebody says the Wasp play.
Yep. It's a good one.
Only correct answer is a left-handed pass against the Broncos. And then Zach from the 816, all he comes back to the left-handed pass. Which, I mean, that's just insane. Von Miller in his prime, trying to de-pants him and just completely rip him down to the ground, switch his hand, and again, it's Tyreek.
Yep.
First down, Monday Night Football. Everyone in the world sees it.
Accurately.
I mean, it's
game
just
game on the line.
Yeah, that 6 touchdown passes against Denver, against Pittsburgh was nuts.
That was unreal.
Because week 1 was 4 against the Chargers.
Yep.
He had like 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns in two games.
Weeks.
We should have just known then.
Right there. Well, like, I remember one of those passes.
He'd already gotten half of what Alex Smith did in like 12 games.
It's unbelievable. I mean, one of those passes, those touchdowns, one of those 6 touchdown passes to Kelsey. I remember 3 guys around his back shoulder, literally the only spot it could be in.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Somebody's really early on the St. Patrick. The throw in preseason against the Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Again, to Tyreek Hill.
I was at that game.
And then didn't Tyreek Hill twerk and get fined for that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from the 6-2-0, the 24-0 comeback against the Texans. That's fair.
Totally.
I mean, I was in here with Kent Swanson and Jay Binkley, and I sat in that chair right over there, and Binkley's like, Dutch, man, you don't move. Because it was like 24-7, 24-14, 24-21, 24-27 halftime. He's like, Dutch, man, don't you dare cut any highlights yet. They'll be there at the end. Stay in that chair. Because everybody had seen heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go to the playoffs,
I was in despair.
Somebody says counting the fingers against the Bears. That's a good one from the 816.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's the Petty Mahomes.
Petty Mahomes was born.
Yeah, St. Petty was born. St. Patty. No, but happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll revisit that again in the 9 o'clock hour for those of you that haven't gotten up yet. Somebody says the 2019 season, the shootout with the Rams. Couldn't stop him.
Yep, 54-51.
Only stat that matters now is the only team to ever score over 50 points and lose.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Shakira. Game should have been played in Mexico City. Check that. We'll move it to Los Angeles and let them play a home game. OU versus Texas Tech. Good for you.
Nice.
Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, the classic battle. 913-586-7965. It is St. Patrick's Day, so let us know what you thought was the moment he became St. Patrick here on Fesco and Dusty. But this week, Likens and Maury, or Mac and Dusty. I don't know what the title of the show should be called. White Noise? That's what it was on Friday.
Yeah.
But it was the second most important Sunday of sports, in my opinion. It was Selection Sunday. I'll explain why. Big surprises as well on the other side. 96.5 The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.